You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today, I'm very excited. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, the one who woke us up this morning and started us on our way, gave us our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our activity of our limbs, the one who sacrificed his own very life, amen, and had his blood shed, amen, which is alive and well on this earth, amen, so that we would have eternal life and that we may be able to have forgiveness of sins, amen, and that we may be able to be adopted into the kingdom of the Almighty God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy God, the Holy Lamb of God, the Holy Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, the Holy One, amen, the one that doesn't have any, the God that doesn't have any darkness or blemishes inside of him. He is pure and holy. I'm very excited. I'm talking about the healer, the balm of Gilead, the God who listens, and not only listens and hears, but he acts. He's a God of action. We're talking about Jesus Christ this morning, and I'm very excited. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ healing and deliverance to overtake your life, that you've been getting in the word and that you've been really, really, really just been filling your spirit with the word of the living God and keeping your fellowship active and alive with the Lord Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit and by his Holy Spirit. Amen. In Jesus' name. Before we get started today, let me go quickly before the throne of grace. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Wherever you are, whether you're in your cars, just thank him today. Lord, you say, give them the, in Isaiah 61, give them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, we praise you this morning. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord. We thank you because you're the bishop of our souls. We thank you, Lord, for you are bread from heaven. We thank you, Lord, you are water when we're thirsty. We thank you, Lord, that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are the anointed one, Emmanuel, the God that is with us, that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God that is our peace. You are the Prince of Peace. We thank you for your goodness today. We thank you for all the daily provisions. You're Jehovah Jireh. You've provided for us. Thank you for your daily provisions, Lord. Thank you for the not just enough that we're moved and shifted into the area of the more than enough. Amen. The overflowing. Amen. For it is your good pleasure. Amen. To prosper your people. Glory be to God. And no good thing will you withhold from those who walk up before you righteously. We thank you. We thank you for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. You said, I sent my word to heal you of all your sicknesses and your diseases. Your word is living. It's powerful. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is alive. We thank you for the living word. Jesus, you are the living word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for jobs opening, doors of opportunity. We thank you for your favor. Hallelujah. Your supernatural favor in areas where we need it. You said, when we got nothing else to give, that's what you told me. When you have nothing else, your favor is then activated. Lord, let your favor activate today. In the name of Jesus, draw the lost, remove the veil from their eyes. given the opportunity to hear the truth of your word today. For it is your perfect will that no man should perish, that all men shall come into the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be saved, be born again. Amen. That we will live with you in eternity. Glory be to God. Eternal life, not eternal death. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your healing and your deliverance. We thank you for your revelations and your visions. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Stir us up with your fire. Revive us again. In Acts chapter 3, Peter said, be converted that we may receive times of refreshing revival. It's time for revival. Father, we thank you. Amen. That you're doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to your power that working in us. We thank you today. That you're working everything after the counsel of your might, that your thoughts toward us are good and peace and not of evil, to give us a hope and a dynamic future. Help someone today, heal today by your power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are the power of God, the Spirit of truth. And we give you praise today for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm very excited about the message today. Oh, yeah, this is for some people today that's been crying out to the Lord, in whom the Lord has been calling and been talking to, and you have this to say. So he wants you to know that he hear you. And so we're going to go quickly to John chapter 1, and this here at verse 19 is very interesting. It says, now this is the testimony of John the Baptist. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then are you? Who? What are you? Elijah? He said, I'm not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you that we may give answer to those who sent us? What do you say of yourself? And John the Baptist replied, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who is coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose. These things was done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. I want to pause right there, because the Lord is saying, I've been tapping on many of my people's hearts. I've been talking to them. I've been encouraging them. I've been strengthening them. And you are constantly saying to the Lord, I'm not qualified. It kind of takes me back to when my first sermon, I had to speak to a youth conference. And I'll never forget it. My first sermon was titled Fornication, Accumulating Soul Ties. And I remember sitting in the corner of my room crying, saying, Lord, I'm not qualified to get up there before all them people. And the Lord said, I qualified you. And the Lord wants someone to know, I qualified you. Stop worrying about, oh, what they're going to say. Where's my credentials? Where's this? They came to John the Baptist here and they said, we were sent to find out who you are, because we got to report back to those who sent us. Who are you and who has given you the authority to baptize? If you're not the Christ and you're not all the prophet, who gave you the authority, glory be to God, to do the things that you do? John the Baptist didn't answer them and try to persuade them to believe him. He just simply stated what the Lord had told him. I am a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, make straight his path straight. And so the Lord is saying, stop worrying about when they ask, if they're going to ask you, because many people do that. They come to you, especially those, I'm sorry to say it, but I got to say it, leaders who's been in it for a long time. As soon as they see somebody out there new and God is using them and they got a heavy anointing, the first thing they want to come and say is, we don't know you. You have to pay dues like the rest of us. Who sent you? Who's your overseer? Who's your bishop? Who's this? And I want to let you know that there are people that are walking out here on the earth, glory be to God, and they moving in the power and anointing of the Lord, and they're not even concerned about what kind of accolades they have or who's representing them. They're representing Jesus Christ, and he has put his stamp on authority over them, and he's authorized us to go forth and speak what thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, you know what I find when I'm ministering out on the street? I run into people who are walking more in the love of God than some people in the church. I find that so powerful. They be in the lowest state in their life, but they're the biggest givers. They'll be in the lowest state of their life, and they'll come up and say, can I help you with something? Do you need something? Or they're in the lowest state in their life, don't even have a place to live, but they'll still say, Jesus loves you. They're able to go through the valleys and the pits, down in the ditches, glory be to God, and still believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And they're not worried about, oh, who sent you? Who gave you the authority to do this? They're going to do what thus saith the Lord. We got to get back to stop worshiping and holding up people before Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody got to answer to him. So when Jesus tells you to do something, and he's been speaking to you, young man, he's been speaking to you, woman of God, he said, I need you to get on board with me, and I need you to put that fear down. Jesus haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. What did he tell us in Luke chapter 10? He said, behold, I've given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You know, if you're going to listen, in the kingdom of darkness, you can shoot straight to the top. But in the kingdom of the Almighty God, he said, humble yourselves and I'll exalt you. And if the Lord is saying it's time for you to move into the next level of him exhorting you, then you can't keep sitting back saying, but Lord, they're going to ask me this, and Lord, they're going to ask me that. Your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men, or bring us before great men and women. And the church should have said amen right there. A lot of times they come at you. I remember they did that to me so much. Oh, who is your bishop? Oh, who is this and who is that? And I was just listening to him. See, I already had knew that at that time my pastor had already passed away. And I knew that the Lord told me to be still and do what he called me to do. Amen. And just do it. And, you know, it's sad to say, when you go to do it, I'm going to help somebody. When you go to do it, you're going to have adversity. And you're going to be surprised at the adversity you're going to have. You're going to be thinking that the enemy is going to come to you like straight out of the world and this and that. No, Jesus told us to preach the gospel. He told us to go into all the world. So the world is out there and you're going to have that. But the biggest adversity you're going to have is you're going to be shocked at how many false witches, false prophets, false bishops, false apostles, false prophetess, false evangelists that are out there carrying the word. And some of them Jesus fired a long time ago, but he's the only boss that'll fire you and let you keep working. Glory be to God. And we're holding them up. And you're going to run into them. And when they see the anointing and how the Lord is using you, it's fresh to them. So what do they want to do? They want to ride off of the anointing. So they want to buddy-buddy with you. But the Lord is saying to you is, don't worry about them. You don't do evil with evil. You overcome evil by doing the good. You know, that's why he said, guard your heart. You know, now you got to guard the anointing on your life, and you got to be careful who you allow in to your life. And this is what John the Baptist was like. Listen, I know y'all priests, y'all teachers and this and that, and y'all in high status, but y'all did not. And see, that's the problem they had with John the Baptist. He was not ordained, glory be to God, by any of the high priests, the Pharisees. He was no. John the Baptist was out there in the wilderness. John the Baptist was out there getting fed by Jesus. The God had his hand on him. He was out there preparing him to prepare the way. And so a lot of times you're going to find yourself alone. But I came today to tell you that the Lord is saying, I keep tapping your heart because there is a ministry of people tied into you. And I need you to get on platform with me, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry. Don't walk in fear. You don't fear man. You don't fear man because after he killed the body, that's all he can do. But you fear the Lord Jesus Christ because after he's killed, he has the power to throw us in hell. Glory be to God. Put that fear down. Get up and do it. Say, for God I live and for God I die. In Jesus' name, and let the Lord use you. It's a blessing to be used by the Lord. It's a blessing to be called by the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm so excited about this message. May the deliverance and the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost-filled man.